Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, cat-loving couples dreaming of a proposal that includes your furry feline? Head on over to FelixPerfectProposal.com for a shot at winning over $4,000 for your dream ring and a special treat for your feline accomplice. Your engagement, your way. Let's make it happen together. Visit Felix, P-U-R-R-F-E-C-T, Proposal.com to enter today. This contest is not being run in connection with the solicitation of or the marketing of an insurance product.
And away we go, hour number three of our radio program. That's right, it is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. There is no buzz, there is no hype, there is no juice about this potential Thursday night football game tonight with the Chargers and the Raiders. Easton Stick is going to be the quarterback for the Chargers, and for the Raiders, it's going to be Aiden O'Connell. Woof. That is brutal. Like, who do they market for the game tonight? It's usually offensive players. Like, if they were, I guess, Davante Adams with the Raiders and then with the Chargers, is it Khalil Mack who they would go with? I guess it would be Khalil Mack because Austin Eckler's having a miserable season. Herbert's hurt, and he's donezo for the year. And on the offense side of the ball, like, Keenan Allen's a solid player. I think it would be Khalil Mack.
This is the Max Crosby, Khalil Mack show.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, Crosby's a very marketable person as well. I'm a big fan of Max Crosby and what he's been able to do to overcome things as well. He's a sensational player. Like, is it weird to, like, Stu, do you think, like, we all know how great Max Crosby is, but nationally, is this guy still underrated? Because the Raiders, on the NFL Top 100 list, they do have three top 15 players that are voted on by the players in Josh Jacobs, Davante Adams, and Max Crosby. But when you talk about the best defensive players in football, people will still say Aaron Donald. People will say Miles Garrett. People will say TJ Watt. They'll say Micah Parsons. Max Crosby's deserving of being in that conversation. And I feel like with a national dumbed-down scale, a lot of people don't put Max Crosby in that conversation.
Yeah, I think it's because he's playing on the Raiders and playing on a team that isn't very good. But I agree. I think he's definitely top five to six defensive players in the league. And, I mean, he plays every play. He rarely comes out. You know, obviously when he's hurt, he'll come out. But I think he had, like, a streak of playing, like, every snap this year up until, yeah, like, 2 weeks ago. He's just incredible. He's wonderful.
And also, this is going to sound like it's a disrespectful comment just with the way that I talk about this person. But he does have a little Derek Carr in him. And what I mean by that is that he actually loves playing for the Raiders. Like, Carr, I find, could be obnoxious at times. I think he tries to make it out that he's a whole lot better player and he should be held in a class that he's just not deserving of being. But no one could question the actual love that Derek Carr had for the Raiders before, right, they got rid of him and Josh McDaniels happened and all that stuff. Crosby, you could tell, even though he deserves better. Not probably deserves better.
Definitely deserves better.
Does deserve better. That he loves this organization. Somehow, some way.
There's no doubt.
I don't know what they serve in the smoothies that they that they give out to the players.
They're in Vegas, and the fans are awesome. The fans,
sure.
How many fans would travel from one city to another with that team?
No, I understand what you're saying. And there's some great fan base. Like, Eagles fans travel everywhere. Steelers fans travel everywhere.
I mean travel when a team moves. Right?
Like, gotcha.
How many fans would, like... Yeah. Did Houston
Not Rams
Oilers
fans.
Yeah, did Houston Oilers fans follow the Tennessee Titans?
Mm-mm.
Did Cleveland Browns fans follow the Baltimore Ravens?
No, a little complicated there, especially with the way that ended. No way.
Did the Baltimore Colts go to Indianapolis?
No.
Most teams don't switch cities.
No.
Raiders fans have followed them to Vegas. And like that's a crazy fan base. That is a loyal, fun fan base. And like, say what you will about the Davis family and Mark Davis and how
they've been losers for the last
down.
20 years too.
Yeah, it's a fun franchise. It may not be a winning franchise lately, but it's a fun franchise.
No, but to that point, even though like we have all worked maybe in some places that are fun places to work in, but when you have a toxic culture and all you do is lose, selfishly, even though you enjoy maybe the people you work with, you may say to yourself, and you enjoy the support you get, you go, man, maybe I go to another team and maybe I go to another organization that is a whole lot better.
I do like that song. All we do is lose, no matter what.
That's all they do. All they do is lose. It's crazy.
You got a bunch of losers on this side. I'm a former loser here. I mean, now that my team is going to win the Super Bowl this year. But
well,
like,
quite frankly,
Jets and Raiders, I mean, a bunch of losers.
The Chiefs have become a loser ever since you joined the bandwagon.
Just wait.
Mush.
We're the Golden State Warriors of the regular season. We kind of lollygag through it. And then once we get to the playoffs, we turn it on. Super Bowl, championship, back-to-back. Tom Brady, watch out. Patrick Mahomes is coming after you.
I actually think it's one of the more gutless things I've ever seen someone do. Abandon the Jets. And I get it. The Jets, you'll hear more about them coming up later on my Zach Gilb Show PSA since it's a Thursday. Because I am very annoyed at the Jets for one particular reason. And I'll get to that in a little bit. But you have been a Jet fan your entire life. And you've been through so much crap. In the year you get Aaron Rodgers, even though he gets hurt, and he's going to be coming back for them next year, you have dreamed of getting a quarterback that is of the caliber of Aaron Rodgers, even if it's only going to be for maybe another year or two max. For you to leave now and go join the Kansas City Chiefs and be a fan of the Chiefs kingdom, that's what I just don't get. I really don't. I understand you have been tortured, you have suffered, but you're getting Rodgers next year. And I know sometimes Rodgers could be insufferable, but separate what you think about Rodgers as a human being and what Rodgers says, and now it's sometimes tough to keep up with some of the things that he says, the football player, Aaron Rodgers, is like a god in the football world. And that's why I don't get why you jump ship now.
I didn't jump ship when we got Aaron Rodgers. I jumped ship 4 plays into the season when he got hurt, and I realized that the football gods will never allow me to find joy as a Jets fan. Again, they're punishing us for what Joe Namath said before Super Bowl III and guaranteeing that win. The football gods have punished us ever since, and it's not worth the heartache. I got a beautiful daughter at home who just turned 1. I got beauty and fun and joy in my life. Why allow myself to continue to be tortured and brought down by a franchise that sometimes by their own fault,
but you're
sometimes not by their own fault, just continues to just break my heart? It's just not worth
it. But Stu, like, let me talk to a logical human being right here. He doesn't realize that the Chiefs, if we would have said before the year the Chiefs would lose 5 games, everyone would say you're crazy. We're now going to week 15. They've already lost 5 games. I think we have a link here. The Jets are a losing organization when Samter roots for them. And now they're turning into a bunch of losers once again when Samter goes and joins Chiefs Kingdom. So you're the problem.
Don't forget, the Chiefs also lost week 1 before I joined and jumped on. When I jumped on, the first 2-4
Lions.
They went on a 6-game win streak when I jumped on that bandwagon. They were 6-1. Thanks to Mike Samter jumping on that bandwagon. And then, look, listen,
I don't accept your results.
You know, whatever, it happens.
I don't accept the results of other things that you're saying.
I'm just stating fact, brother.
Yeah. Stu?
And by the way, for your earlier question, Prime Video tweeted out 7 hours ago.
Oh, hold on. Is this
the
marketing?
The 2 players, yes.
Raiders is Davante Adams, right?
Yes.
Is it Khalil Mack for the Chargers?
It is Khalil Mack.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I know Bosa's injured, but I thought maybe they'll put Bosa on there.
Ready to put on a show is the slogan.
Yeah. What, they're going to put Al Michaels to sleep tonight? Like, if I'm Al, I'm going to the early bird special tonight, and I'm getting very intoxicated for this game, maybe having a few scotches, maybe hitting a little bit of a pen and having a nice steak dinner. And I don't care. Like, NBC gave up on him now. And I know that his employer now is Amazon Prime Video, and this is an Amazon Prime game. I'm saying, Kirk, this is one that you're going to earn your money. Herbie, carry me. Carry me on this one, and I'm getting as intoxicated as possible if I was Al Michaels.
I will just say this. Khalil Mack has 15 sacks.
He's great.
Hold on. He has 15 sacks.
He's going to get 20 by the end of tonight.
He has 6 against the Raiders earlier in the season. Mm-hmm. He could break Strahan's record tonight. That could be what we're watching. He could be on sack number 8 and working on Strahan's record.
I hope that doesn't happen. Here's why. Because then we're going to have to go on a search for a new board op because Stu would be dead. So Stu wouldn't even make it to work tomorrow.
No, this is good. Tank for the higher draft pick. This is great.
But you would be dead. Like, if Khalil Mack breaks the sack record tonight, well, he's at 15 and it's 22 and a half,
correct,
right, with Strahan? If that happens and he gets to 23 tonight, you will physically die. I will have to go get a black suit, and I'll have to go to your funeral in 2 days and have to eulogize you.
Listen, he could break 2 records in one night. If Khalil Mack breaks the all-time record, which is 22 and a half sacks.
First football player to kill a fan.
It means that he's going to break Derek Thomas's single game record also, 7 sacks. Let's go, Khalil Mack. 8 sacks. I'm calling it right now.
Can we bet on that? There's got to be an over for Khalil Mack. I think that's my one bet on the game tonight. I'm taking the over on whatever the Khalil Mack sacks are in this game, because it is going to torment and literally kill Stuart Kovacs. But tonight, you look at these two teams. You know they're starting quarterbacks. Well, Aiden O'Connell is now the starter. Stu, do you think they should go back to Jimmy G? Like, at this rate, Aiden O'Connell's not the guy. We all know that. You paid Jimmy G. There's a chance Jimmy G is starting game one next year, even though we all know that this was a Josh McDaniels decision just because of where the contract is. Wouldn't you just go back to Jimmy G and put him back on the field and have him play the final 4 games of the season? Yeah. Or is that that's McDaniel's guy? Both, I want no part of it.
They're both terrible. I don't want any part of Jimmy G, and I guess I don't really want part of O'Connell either. I'm kind of hoping for a rookie quarterback. But
that's why I think you need to go to Jimmy G for the final 4
games.
Because
he'll be
the
guy that probably starts next year no matter what, and then he'll go to the rookie.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I don't do a lot of player props, not to cut you guys off. Mm-hmm. I don't do a lot of player props, especially not with sacks. But the Khalil Mack over-under for sacks tonight is 0.75.
Oh, my God.
So just one sack?
He just needs a sack.
Uh-oh. That's it?
But, like, you know, it's the same thing like the 30 with the Patriots and the Steelers. It felt like it was too good to be true. Vegas knows something, right? 0.75 sacks. It feels like he's going to get 9 tonight, but, like, maybe he doesn't get one.
He kills the Raiders ever since they traded him. There's no way he doesn't get at least one sack unless he gets hurt or something like that.
I think this is the easiest. Is this the first time we're all going to join forces together and make a show bet? We have not, since I have been here, since September, we have not made a show bet where for the good camaraderie of the show, we have all joined forces together. I think this is a good night, and it's something easy to root for. It's just one time Khalil Mack has to get through that Raiders offensive line and sack the quarterback. I think, guys, I'm in on it. Stu, you in on this tonight?
I'm in.
And Samter, I'm assuming you're in on this as well.
Week 13 last year, December 4th at the Raiders. 0 sacks for Khalil Mack. I'm just saying it could happen. You know, if you guys are both going with the over, I'm gonna go the other way.
Of course he is.
No, but that's good.
I'm going with no sacks.
When all three of us are on something, I usually tell the listeners to fade us, because whenever that happens on anything, right, all these shows now, like Scott Van Pelt, when he's doing the Monday Night Football, he goes, everyone's picking one team. I'm going to be the other guy so we don't get clowned. That's good. You're playing the SVP role.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's either A, if we all pick one thing, fade the other way, or whatever Samter picks, just fade the opposite. So,
pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, I say that you have this negative kind of juju with you.
Mush.
Well, yeah, a mush whenever you go from one football team to the next, they end up losing. I think also I have some negative buzz around me, too, because whatever producer I get paired with here at CBS Sports Radio, the producer just makes the worst picks in the world, and they always end up being wrong.
I will say this. If you were ever to listen to someone making picks and use those
to fade them,
use those picks to
it's hicky
to make you know to make your own picks. Like, if you're going to listen to anyone about picks, I'm the last person ever. I do not care at all about betting. Mm-hmm. I don't ever gamble. I've played fantasy sports a few times, but I've never actually gambled on a line with points, spreads, over-unders. Never. Don't care. Don't pay attention to it. So never listen to anything I say about that.
Well, what I'm saying is that's why people should listen to Hot Take Hickey. And you just fade everything he says. I've never seen someone be so adamant about his predictions in, this is going to happen. This team's going to crush this team. And it always goes the other way. You know, he looked at me last week, and he during the break, he said to me, are you crazy? I go, first off, you're telling me I'm crazy about a prediction when I said the Bills would beat the Chiefs. He goes, if that happens, I'll shake your hand. I never got the handshake on Monday, by the way. But that's how confident he was that Kansas City was not only going to beat the Bills, was going to smother the Bills. The moment he said that, I go, I'm placing even more money down on the Buffalo Bills on the money line. And it ended up panning out well. It was a good weekend for yours truly.
Yeah, the top five Take Five Wednesday Bills. You're going to regret that one.
No, I'm not.
They're not even making the playoffs.
The Bills will make the playoffs.
They're not a top five NFL team. Not going to make the playoffs in the AFC.
And the Bills are going to be a threat come postseason time. And you'll see. Everyone on Monday is going to be saying, here comes the Bills.
You're saying that the Bills are going to win a playoff game.
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to win the AFC East? Are they going to come back and take over the Dolphins?
No, the Bills will not win the AFC East. There's a chance because the Dolphins have a very tough schedule. But the Bills will be a playoff team, and the Bills will win a playoff game this year. This AFC stinks. You got the Ravens, you got a Chiefs team, and then everybody else, it's like, oh, we like you one day, then we hate you the next day.
The Bills are 11th in the AFC. You're telling me they're jumping five teams?
But look at the separation from 3 to 11 right now.
Sure.
Everyone's like grouped together. What is it, from 8 wins to 7 wins is all 3 through 11 right now?
Sure.
So that's, I'm telling you, this is a down year in the AFC.
Here's what's going to happen. They got the Cowboys, Chargers, Patriots, and Dolphins left. You know the Pats are absolutely winning that game.
No. Here's why. The Patriots already beat them once this year. They're not beating them twice. No. There's 0% chance they beat them twice.
No.
So
that's a possibility.
3 out of 4.
All right.
Bare minimum, they're winning out of these
final
4 games.
When they lose by 30 to the Cowboys and Dak Prescott.
Yeah, then I'll be wrong.
Yeah.
Then I'll get on the air and I'll say I was wrong about the Buffalo Bills.
We'll see.
But I'm latching on to the Bills, and I sprinkled some money on plus 1,000 on them. Bet $1,000, but I sprinkled some money at plus 1,000, and they're my dark horse to get to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. The NFC, it's going to be what? One of three teams, probably the 49ers, but it's either the 49ers, Eagles, or the Cowboys. No one else in the Super Bowl is going to get into the Super Bowl out of the NFC.
I mean, you're already shutting the door on the Lions?
Yeah.
Shutting the door?
Yes. And I was like the most pro-Lions person back in October. In October. You know, I was starting to say they were a Super Bowl contender.
I've lost faith, but I'm not shutting the door on the Lions.
I think their Super Bowl would be winning one playoff game this year. And now they're not going to have an opportunity to get two playoff games. Like, there was a while we thought, oh, they'd be the 2 seed. You get 2 playoff games, then they're in the NFC title game. That's not going to happen. And once they get out of their own building, problem. Big problem when they get out of their own building. So it is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Get ready for Aiden O'Connell tonight up against Easton Stick. Jeez. I need a stick to stab my eyes out tonight when watching this game. Al Michaels will probably feel that way too. Antonio Daniels going to join us on the other side. Was the NBA right to indefinitely suspend Draymond Green? And also, what's going on with Zion Williamson? We'll talk to Antonio Daniels next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, cat-loving couples, dreaming of a proposal that includes your furry feline? Head on over to FelixPerfectProposal.com for a shot at winning over $4,000 for your dream ring and a special treat for your feline accomplice. Your engagement, your way. Let's make it happen together. Visit Felix, P-U-R-R-F-E-C-T, Proposal.com to enter today. This contest is not being run in connection with the solicitation of or the marketing of an insurance product.
Make it the best-sounding holiday season ever with immersive high-res audio from the SVS Prime Wireless Pro-powered speakers featuring DTS Play-Fi technology. Feel the visceral dynamics, deep bass, and pristine clarity of all your favorite music and holiday classics. Stream lossless audio over Wi-Fi throughout your home and control it all from your smartphone with ease. Visit svsound.com to learn more. DTS.
Dedicated to sensational.
If you're a business owner, you know these sounds mean sales. And from the sound of it, your business is growing. Whether you're fulfilling orders from your home office or warehouse, Stamps.com helps you stress less about mailing and shipping and spend more time doing what you love most. Listening to ASMR. I mean, growing your business. But as you grow, so does the need for efficiency. Stamps.com simplifies your shipping and mailing process. Import orders from wherever you sell online. Find the lowest rates with the fastest delivery times. Instantly deliver tracking updates to your customers. And buy shipping and mailing supplies when you run low. Save time and money on mailing and shipping. Get started at Stamps.com today with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale.
All right, and we continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk some hoops right now. We'll do so with one of my favorite basketball analyst, does a great job, Sirius XM, and also as a TV analyst for the Pelicans, and that is a NBA world champion with the San Antonio Spurs back in 1999, and that is Antonio Daniels here with us. Antonio, always great to see you, my man. How are you?
I am awesome, Zach. How you doing, brother?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. So I think this is one of the funniest controversies ever, but we saw it last night on who should get the game ball with the Milwaukee Bucks and the Indiana Pacers. Who was in the right? Who was in the wrong here? Who should get the game ball?
Who cares? Like, really? Really? Like, it's like the NBA is a 24-hour, 365-day soap opera.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot. Like, here's the thing. So last night, I was doing the working the Pelicans versus Washington Wizards game. So I didn't get an opportunity to see it last night. Today, during my Sirius XM show, it was on in my hotel room, so I got a chance to watch it. If you didn't know, and optics matter, right, and you see everything that transpired, you would have assumed that, like, oh, hell broke loose.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, what just happened? Like, the game is over, and guys are in each other's faces, and Giannis takes off running to the back. Like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? Are they beating up the Nassis? Like, what is the deal here? And then you realize all this is transpiring because of who got the game ball. So it was like, okay, that happened. Back to Draymond Green.
Yeah. but that's the NBA now. It's like the regular season this year, we've probably talked about five things. And I get it. On our show, there's a lot of NFL. There's a lot of college football this time of the year. But when we talk about the NBA now, it's like, what does Draymond do that's stupid? All right, Giannis is now fighting over a game ball. The Spurs with Victor Wembanyama have lost 18 in a row. And then, oh, yeah, the Lakers are going to hang a banner for winning this in-season tournament championship. Those are the things that we're talking about when it comes to the NBA on a national show. It's a joke.
I hear you. I hear you. I'm. Trust me, brother. I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. It's not a whole lot. Like, think about it. Over the last 2 days,
it's the Real Housewives of the NBA. That's what it's turned into.
That's true. And over the last 2 days, Sirius XM NBA radio has turned into Draymond Green radio.
Yeah.
Over the last 2 days. And that's the only, not the only story. Obviously, you don't want to sit here and just talk about games and, you know, to watch Victor Wembanyama and Anthony Davis go at it last night. That was pretty cool. You know, that was pretty awesome. watch some of these younger teams that are really surprising. Watch Minnesota tie for the best record in the league. You know, watching Oklahoma City continue to climb the ladder. Watching the biggest or second biggest surprise in the league to me in Orlando and the job that Jamal Mosley's doing down there. Like, those are some of the things that we should kind of focus on more. But as we know, in the culture that we live in, a lot of times it's the negativity that gets the headlines.
Antonio Daniels here with us. All right, talking about that negativity, we all saw what happened with Draymond Green and Nurkic. Now we know the league has suspended him indefinitely. What's been your reaction to the last few days?
I struggle with indefinitely. That's the word I struggle with. Because we don't know what that means. I wonder and I ask the question, Zach, why is it that the NBA has come up with a number for everyone else? But in this particular case, it's not about the number. It's more about, okay, well, let's get Draymond Green back right, which should have been a priority forever ago, though. That's the thing. The fact that getting Draymond Green back right has become the issue now after everything that we've seen. You know, you think about last year punching Jordan Poole, stepping on Domas Sabonis, and just recently choking Rudy Gobert, all these other kind of things where it's like the writing's been on the wall. So why is it that now it's like, oh, okay, maybe this is something we need to get under control, when I feel like many people, and us in the media as well, are at fault for where Draymond Green is right now.
And Antonio, I thought I was on an island because I had so many takes over the summer. I thought the juice wasn't worth the squeeze anymore with Draymond Green, and I thought they should have moved on from him, but I didn't expect the Warriors to do that because they've enabled all this throughout the years, and they just rewarded him a brand new contract. Like, think about it. You could punch a player in the face, your own teammate, and then they get rid of that guy after the season, and they keep you and they pay you $100 million, and the greatest irony of this all is Steve Kerr knows what it's like to get punched in the face by a teammate.
But Steve Kerr doesn't know what it's like to get punched in the face by a teammate and for it to go viral.
Fair.
That's the thing. So, and think of all of these different incidents that we just referenced, right? So we can think of the four incidents that we just referenced. So let's go all the way back to training camp of 2 years ago where he punched Jordan Poole, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So then after that, you have the Domas Sabonis incident in the playoffs.
Yep.
And then after that, you have choking out of Rudy Gobert. And then you obviously have what just transpired with Jusuf Nurkić. Prior to this one, out of all the things that's happened, he's never been suspended for more than 5 games. And to put some context behind this, Kyrie Irving, for sending out his anti-Semitic tweets, was suspended for 8 games. Ja Morant, for doing what he did, was suspended for 25 games. But everything that Draymond Green has done, even they talk about being a repeat offender and so on and so forth, he's never been suspended for more than 5 games. So the question that I ask is, maybe if the punishment was a little more harsh, then maybe we're not having these issues and these conversations today.
Yeah, and I call the commissioner of the league spineless silver because I think he lets the players get away with too much. And the Warriors, it's almost as if they've been afraid to punish Draymond Green as well, and they've just left that on the league.
When you're winning, it's okay, Zach.
Yeah, when you're winning, it's okay. Fine. Everyone ignores it. Look back at the finals with everything that was happening in that playoff run, and people are like, oh, is Draymond really worth it anymore? Then they win a championship, and it's like, oh, it doesn't matter if we think it's worth it or not.
So I'll tell you what I found out throughout the course of my career is if your talent outweighs your baggage, a team will rock with you.
Yeah.
A team will rock with you if your talent outweighs your baggage. The moment that your baggage starts to outweigh your impact, now teams and organizations are having different conversations about you. And you see it quite often. You see it quite often through the course of history. Teams will deal with a lot when you're averaging 30 points a game. Teams will deal with a lot when you're winning championships and taking them to the NBA Finals. But when that 30 points per game is now 14 points per game, now they feel like they can replace you with someone else that can do the same things you're doing as far as impact is concerned without the baggage.
But it's so tough for me to believe that they think that when you just gave him $100 million this offseason.
But then the thing is, you don't know what Draymond Green is coming to this season. Like, let's be honest. Did you think coming into this season, a quarter of the way through, that Draymond Green would have been suspended twice already and he would look like he's on the last leg of his career? Did you think that coming into this season that Klay Thompson and Andrew Wiggins, after the way that Andrew Wiggins played a couple of years ago, would be this bad this early in the season?
What I thought going into this year was Draymond, the juice wasn't worth the squeeze. I wasn't a believer in him anymore. And with Klay, there's been, even though last year, right, the numbers look good, there were too many inconsistencies where I thought his better days were behind him. Like, this isn't shocking to me. And that's the thing with the Warriors. They keep on rewarding people for what they've done in the past. It's not, how do we move this forward and still find a way to get Steph another championship and build a better team around him?
But see, I feel like if that was the thought, that thought would have taken place years ago when you had James Wiseman and you had Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody. It was amazing to me watching the way that the Golden State Warriors have moved, because you had lottery picks and you were playing guys like Anthony Lamb, who's not in the NBA anymore, Ty Jerome, who's not a role player anymore, playing ahead of Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, and guys like James Wiseman. That was always different for me. I tell you what I think one of the most difficult things has to be. Anytime you lose a player with ERA after his name, it's an issue. Watching a dynasty come apart is never pretty. It's never pretty. Like, what dynasty have you known that actually fell apart? And it's like, oh my gosh, this is a beauty. Think about it. The San Antonio Spurs for 20 straight seasons did their thing.
Yeah.
Right now,
they can't win
they're
a game.
Sitting on, 18 losses in a row.
Look at the Patriots right now, too.
Exactly. Bill Belichick was the best coach in the league when Tom Brady was there. Then Tom Brady left, and now he's on his way out. So we see it all the time. When you have dynasties, and those dynasties have to come apart, it's never a pretty sight. And what we're seeing right now, what I feel like this Draymond Green situation has done, Zach, is it's expedited some conversations. So now it's brought some things to the forefront that maybe if Draymond Green doesn't do the things that he's done, maybe we don't have to discuss. Will Klay Thompson be a Golden State Warrior moving forward? You know, what are they going to do with Andrew Wiggins? Because this is Steve Kerr's last year under contract. This is Chris Paul's last year under contract. This is Klay Thompson's last year under contract. But now what Draymond Green has forced us to do is have some uncomfortable conversations about this dynasty moving forward, in my opinion.
So let me ask you this. You are Steph Curry. How do you handle this? What do you say to management? What do you say to Draymond Green right now?
I have a hard time believing that Steph Curry hasn't already had these conversations. You know, these guys have gone through wars together. These guys have gone through hell together. I don't know what else I can say. My thing is, I want Steph Curry to ride this out. I want him to ride this out. I don't want him to be like everyone else. And the moment that things start heading south, you know what? Get me out of here. Trade me somewhere else. But here's the thing. You just spoke to it, Zach. You reward Draymond Green with a 4-year, $100 million contract. You trade him. That means somebody has to take that contract on. And the question that you ask, like you said, is the juice worth the squeeze at this particular time in his career? If this is 8 years ago, yes.
Absolutely.
But today, right. But today in 2023,
not even
a
close.
33-year-old Draymond Green that struggles to shoot the ball from the outside and was drafted into a perfect situation for his skill set. Is he having this same impact on any other team in this league is the question.
And you're talking about Draymond?
Yes.
And the answer is no. Like,
right.
Like, if Draymond's not on the Warriors, he's like, even with, he's going to be a Hall of Famer, you know, have his number retired, but he would be playing himself out of the league right now if he was on any other team.
So how do you move him? So if Steph Curry says,
well, the unfortunate answer is you got to attach some picks with him, and then that derails your future as well if you have a bad season.
Correct.
There's like no win here.
Right. So what is the plan now moving forward for Golden State. Because like Steve Kerr said, if they still view themselves as a championship team, which I'm sure they do because they still got Steph Curry, mm-hmm. any way you look at it. But in the words of Steve Kerr, if we don't have Draymond Green, we're not a championship team.
Yeah,
that's why they
crazy.
Go out and they sign him for $100 million. I felt like the first domino to drop with the Golden State Warriors starting to splinter and come apart at the seams was Bob Myers leaving.
Yeah.
I felt like that was the first domino to drop. And now you're starting to see a couple other dominoes fall.
It's almost like they're afraid to know what life is without Draymond Green. And when Bob Myers leaves, I thought a big reason why he left was he knew down deep the tough decisions he was going to make, and he didn't want to ruin the relationships with people that he won and has won championships with.
Okay, Zach, let's keep it 100. Do you think that Bill Belichick wanted to know what life was like without Tom Brady?
You know what? That one was weird. I actually do, because their egos got in such a way with Brady and Belichick that they both thought they could win on their own.
Do you think Greg Popovich wanted to know what life was like without Tim Duncan?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. You can go down the list of different guys. Do you think that Phil Jackson wanted to know what life was like without Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Dennis Rodman?
No.
Not a chance.
No way.
Not a chance. So I can understand Steve Kerr trying to ride this thing out. And Steve Kerr, to me, is the band on the Titanic. Like, he's going to play until this thing goes down. You know, he's going to – look, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to play. But when this ship goes down, I'm going down with it. He is doing everything within his power to try and keep this dynasty alive, which I completely understand because this is what he knows.
Wrapping up with Antonio Daniels, what do you make about the conversation regarding Zion Williamson and the shape that he's in right now?
I feel like it's low-hanging fruit. You know, when he plays bad, that's always the discussion. When he plays bad. And it takes a nationally televised game against the Los Angeles Lakers, where the lights were obviously too bright for the New Orleans Pelicans on that particular night. You know who it wasn't too bright for? LeBron James, right? He's been to the finals 10 times. He understood the assignment. And what I was told is in Las Vegas, it mirrored a Western Conference Finals, NBA Finals setup for the in-season tournament with the media, with just the way that things were going. If you have an issue with the guy, I get it. There's a way to go about it. And some of the things that are being said about this young man, because I know this young man personally, talk to him quite often, are insensitive and borderline bully. And I do have a problem with that.
So who is the true Zion Williamson? The guy that you know, who is the true Zion?
He is a great kid. He is a great kid. And here's the thing, though. Did I have it all figured out at 23? I didn't.
No, neither did I.
I'm not going to lie to you. Like, listen, I went through 4 years of college at Bowling Green State University and came to the NBA, and I did not have it all figured out. I didn't. We have to understand when guys are one and done what we're asking. Everybody's not coming into this league like LeBron. I don't care. Guys may be ready physically to dominate, but it's more than just physical. There's a mental aspect to this. There's an emotional aspect to this. There is a social media element aspect to this that we don't take into consideration. And what we assume as a culture, that if a guy is compensated financially and he is popular or famous or a celebrity, that he should be able to take whatever is said to him. And that's not the case. These guys, regardless as to amount of money they make, are still humans with feelings. If you want to criticize a guy with constructive criticism, I get it. I get it, because that's building a young man up. But to continually tear him down and tear him down and tear him down and speak to him like he's not inhuman, or that he doesn't have feelings, for me, I just don't grasp the concept of it.
I only got a minute left. Last thing I'll ask you, Antonio Daniels. If someone says to you, it's 18-game losing streak for the Spurs, Victor Wembanyama is supposed to be this generational player, maybe it's time to move on from your former coach and Greg Popovich, what do you say to that fan that says that?
I feel like Greg Pop has earned the right to leave when he wants to leave. I feel like he's earned that right. You know, when you are in San Antonio and you win bring five championships to a small market, had this team championship relevant for 20 plus seasons. I feel like you have earned the right to a few bad seasons. You've earned that right. And when he finally decides to say, you know what, this is it for me, then, you know, he'll go down as one of the greatest, if not the greatest coach in NBA history. But just because he's struggling right now, because his team lacks experience, they lack age, they lack overall talent in comparison to the rest of the NBA, I feel like the easy thing is to say, let's move on from him. So the question I would ask is, you're moving on from Greg Popovich, arguably the greatest coach of all time, to whom?
And most people don't have that answer. That's a tough part, to replace Pop. Good luck. It's tough to do.
That's not the easiest thing to do.
Yeah. Maybe you. I think you could be a coach one day, Antonio Daniels.
You know what? I believe when God is ready for me to coach, he will bless me with that opportunity.
He's Antonio Daniels. Does a fantastic job. My favorite listen when it comes to the NBA, SiriusXM, NBA Radio, also Pelicans TV analyst. Antonio Daniels, always great to catch up with you. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Zach. Always, brother.
There he is, Antonio Daniels, joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. And before we take a break and get to the Zach Gelb Show PSA, let me just tell you that you could stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone all season long. You can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports on the Odyssey app. Get in the zone, AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local zone. Get in the zone, at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply. Update time. Here he is, Pat Boyle.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Today's memorable moment is sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen is the most recommended memory support brand by pharmacists. The last time the Chargers and Raiders squared off was in Week 4. The Chargers won 27-14 behind a 6-sack effort by Khalil Mack. Aiden O'Connell started for the Raiders in that one and completed 24 of 39 passes for 238 yards, but had no touchdowns, one interception, and lost 2 fumbles. Let's get to a little Zach Gelb Show PSA.
Warning. Warning. It's a Thursday. What do you have to say? It's the weekly Zach Gelb Show PSA.
Who's with me? Let's go! Come on! Hey!
So I'm in a survivor pool here at CBS Sports Radio and WFAN. Going into last week, I was down to the 3 final contestants. On Thursday, someone picked the Steelers to beat the Patriots. They go out. So it's yours truly, and then a very nice salesperson by the name of Kelly. Very nice girl. And we get to Sunday. Now, all throughout the week, I share this survivor pool with my best friend. We have 2 entries, and Kelly shares it with her husband. So I don't know what their pick's going to be. They picked the Ravens to beat the Rams. So all throughout the week, my friend and I are debating who should we pick, considering the Jets to lose to the Texans. So we're considering taking the Texans. We're also considering potentially going with the Packers to beat the Giants. And then also a minor consideration for the Saints to beat the Panthers. My best friend goes, we're taking the Packers. Gotta take the Packers. Like, I don't like that pick of the Packers. I think they could lose to the Giants. And last year, we had a similar conversation where I let him win and get to pick the team because I wanted to pick against the Jets. The Jets ended up losing that game last year, which we would have won the week. And the team that we pick, the team that he said that we should go with, ended up losing. So this year, I was very adamant. We are picking against the Jets. We're taking the Texans because I'm not letting the Jets screw me 2 years in a row. And then Randall Cobb decides to score a touchdown. It was a 0-0 game at halftime. Everyone gets hurt for the Texans. And the next thing you know, the Jets not only beat the Texans, they blow them out. Now, I lose, but I still have a chance to win some money because you're in a great affair in a game between the Rams and also the Ravens. And the Ravens went on a walk-off punt return for 76 yards. So the PSA that I have is never trust the Jets to do anything, even to lose games when they're great at losing games, because usually when you expect them to lose, they then find a way to win. So that's my PSA. Never, ever, ever trust the Jets to help you out to do anything.
Welcome to my hell.
Well, you abandoned them, so.
His all former right. Hell.
Stu, go ahead. What's your PSA tonight?
Mine is SantaCon. SantaCon sucks. I wind up being in the city every year accidentally during SantaCon, whether I'm working or I'm just this past weekend, this Saturday, I was out with a couple friends. Didn't know it was SantaCon. As soon as I got on the train, I saw a couple people dressed in Santa costumes. It's SantaCon. It's the worst. It's too many people. It's chaos.
And everyone's drunk, too.
Everyone's drunk. It's just a total, it's a disaster.
I thought the worst thing I was going to see was on the NJ Transit today. There was a bull that was on the loose on the tracks.
Yes.
I thought that would be the worst thing. But you are right. When it was SantaCon, it's insufferable to take public transportation during SantaCon.
And for those who don't know what SantaCon is, in New York City, everyone dresses as Santa. And there's a pub crawl, bar crawl throughout the entire city. And you get a bunch of drunk Santas and reindeers and Santa's helpers and Mrs. Clauses.
Just and elves.
Falling all over themselves throughout the city and just being drunk. There were two Santas who got into a fight in front of my building. I have the video.
Oh, really?
Very funny, yes.
Oh, I would love to see that after the show. Anyway, what's your PSA quickly? We got a minute left.
All right, so my PSA very quickly. You know, my daughter's first birthday was this weekend.
Yeah.
A lot of well-meaning people. Oh, whatever you need, whatever kind of help you need, just let me know. And then when you ask him for actually to help, they're not there.
Crap.
Right? Don't ask. Don't offer to help. Don't offer to do something. Don't offer to be there for somebody. And then when they actually take you up on the offer, you're like, oh, sorry, I can't do that. You know what? Then don't put the damn offer out there in the first place. It drove me crazy.
Well, all I will say is for your daughter's second birthday, I will offer to help you if you need any help.
I can see what's going to happen 364 days from now. Hey, Zach, you want to help me out?
I'm busy that weekend.
Some gifts in the car? No, sorry, I'm busy.
That's too much weight to try to pick up things, you know. I don't want to be strenuous on my shoulder.
We did get a lot of gifts. It was very hard to lift everything. I mean, carrying things up and down the stairs and out of the car.
If you need help with that, seriously, help me out. You know, hit me up. I'll come over.
I got some onesies for you if you want to try those on.
I'm not a onesie type of guy. That is not me. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Fun show today. Big thanks to Stuart Kovacs. Big thanks to Michael Samter, each and every one of you, for listening and participating with the extravaganza. Also, big thanks to Phil Simms for stopping by and Antonio Daniels as well. We'll be back tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, for a big Football Friday show. Hall of Famer. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Joe Thomas will join us. Enjoy your Thursday, everybody. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, cat-loving couples dreaming of a proposal that includes your furry feline? Head on over to FelixPerfectProposal.com for a shot at winning over $4,000 for your dream ring and a special treat for your feline accomplice. Your engagement, your way. Let's make it happen together. Visit Felix, P-U-R-R-F-E-C-T, Proposal.com to enter today. This contest is not being run in connection with the solicitation of or the marketing of an insurance product.
Bring the sounds of the season to life with the Philips Fidelio FB1 soundbar featuring DTS:X and IMAX Enhanced. Build your full home theater wirelessly when you connect to multiple devices using DTS Play-Fi technology and experience the thrill of immersive audio that moves above and around you as it transports you into your favorite films when you're home for the holidays. Visit philips.com/home-sound to learn more. DTS.
Dedicated to sensational.